pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is only the third time I've done that, because I did it at the community center.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
She is excused.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
She is going to be a little bit late.
Thank you. Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Okay, so we're into our public here. We have a public hearing on the proposed general fund revenue sources for the 2019 budget, including possible increases in property tax levy. Ms. Miller.
The button in the back. Just push it.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight we're here for a public hearing on our general fund revenue sources and property tax. I think it's kind of, can you turn down a little there? In Washington State, we have several RCWs that govern when we have to have meetings, what we have to discuss in meetings, and when we have to complete documents. One of the RCWs says we have to certify our property tax levy and have it into King County by November 30th of every single year. So we're trying to get through that process and time frame. So tonight in the process is the requirement that we actually hold a public hearing, that we go over the fact, do we really need an increase in property tax in the general fund, and what is that property tax increase? In Washington State, we are allowed to have a 1% increase. Cities under 10,000 population can automatically have a 1% increase, up to 1%, and that's over the actual amount increase. King County sends us a worksheet and tells us exactly how many dollars that will be. And in the case of Black Diamond for next year, that limit is $14,654, and that is a little less than 1% at 0.95%. And that is the amount that we can pass on to the citizens. It is divided out amongst all the citizens, no matter what their values are. That is the total increased dollar amount. Now, we also do get additional property tax for new construction, like all the new houses that are going up at 10 Trails, even though they're not even sold, so that he has to pay. Okay. So the new people that are building the houses, they're assessed property tax. If it's 25% built, the county goes out and looks at it. We have to send reports all the time to say what percent of completion are they. Every July they cut it off and they say at that point this house was 25% complete on this lot, and they actually bill a developer until it's sold. If the house is sold, they build a new person. So that money will be new money that will come into the city. It's not money the current citizens will pay, but new money. And this is the first year we've actually seen a decent increase in the new construction. So we'll get $95,000 additional this year that new people will be paying into Black Diamond. It usually runs around $15,000. So it's about an $80,000 increase. So I'm encouraged that in future years, that will increase as we get more and more houses under construction and more sold. So the rules are, at King County, we have to adopt two ordinances. The first ordinance has to say, do you want to adopt that 1%, up to 1%, and how many dollars, what percent is it exactly. And so I'll be bringing an ordinance.
May the record show that Janie Edelman showed up.
I'll be bringing an ordinance back on the 15th to adopt that, and it'll have those two specific amounts in it. And that,
No? Is the red light on right there for you, by chance? No?
I don't see a red light,
though. Huh. All right. The second ordinance we have to pass says, what is the total maximum dollar amount that you want to collect? And again, they give us the exact dollar amount. They said it's what you had last year, plus this $14,000, plus the $95,000 new construction. And then they encourage you to round that up a little bit because they're not done with all their numbers. And if additional numbers come in, we need to have adopted a higher amount. They'll reduce it to the actual amount when they get all their final numbers, because they actually calculate all the bills, we don't, and decide who really pays how much. So we've added $30,000 each year. Usually that's high, and usually they lower it. So we have to give $1 amount for the total maximum. So I picked the amount that King County said, which is $1 million. Let's see. Get to that number here. $1 million.
$1,676,147.
Okay, I turned it back on again. I'll talk fast. So I know people are concerned about how will that.
You know,
so each person's property tax bill isn't. King County collects property tax for several jurisdictions.
I wonder, it might be better if you just sit down at this microphone over here, so you don't keep coming down and out.
But then we'll have public speaking too.
See, that's the $30,000. Has a $30,000.
Sorry, we won't need public.
Sorry.
So, can you hear me?
This one doesn't have the $30,000.
Yeah.
$100. Okay, so on a $350,000 home, the portion of property tax that a resident in Black Diamond pays out of their whole bill is 18%. All the rest of money goes to other jurisdictions. The majority of that, 65 to 70%, go to schools. There's a local school that goes to the different districts that have children in Black Diamond school districts. And also some go to the state, which they give back to the local schools for new construction. We also have the library district down the road. They get their money. County collects it. They all have the same kind of 1% limit unless they go to a vote. So each one of those gets their piece of the bill. So unless people were to go into King County property tax website and look up their bill, they might think, oh my gosh, the bill went way up, and it's all going to Black Diamond. But only 18% of a normal bill goes to the city of Black Diamond. So I want everyone to keep that in mind. And that Black Diamond is very limited, as other cities are, unless you go out to a vote, to only be allowed to raise the total dollars, no matter what your value is, no matter what your limit is, to 1%. And so with that, we have two ordinances that will be back on the 15th. We really need to have those adopted, if possible, by then. Council has the choice to whether to adopt the 1% or not. The 1% doesn't even really cover the 3% COLA that we give the fire department annually. So I think that it's definitely warranted. Our revenue is not such that we can say, no, we don't need a 1% property tax increase, but it's still up to the council's choice. That's a choice they have. The other two ordinances are just required ordinances. So with that, I'll answer any questions and take public input.
Is there anyone that wishes to get up and with the public hearing? Kristen?
Yeah, she didn't want to come up here. I'll move.
You can try it.
Oh, batteries.
Thank you, Meg.
Want me to try it again?
There you go. That's
working. Okay. So I'm not sure how close I can get to this, but you can hear me. I'm Kristen Bryant, and
just get the counter set for you. Sorry.
Huh?
We have to get the counter set for you.
Your timer.
Well, I want to make sure because I know that Kathy is taking notes. So tell me when you're ready. Okay. I'm Kristen Bryant, and I'm from Bellevue, and originally from Black Diamond. And I reviewed the agenda bill for the property tax ordinance, and a couple of items. First, it would be helpful if any of the council members want to summarize any of the key things from the work study earlier, that would be a good thing to put on the record. And it's, part of it is selfish because I wasn't able to come right at 6 for that meeting. But it would also be helpful with the 7 o'clock meeting advertised just to get as much information as possible. The other thing is that the wording in the agenda bill is not exactly, there's some misleading information that could be interpreted in a couple of ways, and it is that the property tax certifications must be filed with King County for property taxes to be collected, to be used for public safety, including fire, police, and emergency. There's no rule or law that says that that's where those property taxes will go. They go to the general fund, and they are, that the amount is, you could say that it is being used, that much is being used for fire, police, and emergency, but the way this is written, it's a little bit unclear. It sounds like that's a requirement, and it is certainly not. City may find the need to adjust that a little bit and use some of those funds for something else. Also, I will say on behalf of my parents, because I know that I've heard about this, how they feel, and also I think it's just a general concern. There are ways to find this budget as to get through the budget without raising taxes. Raising taxes 1% on everyone isn't necessary this year, and I don't think that you should just blindly support it. I think that there are ways to be more efficient and not raise everybody's tax burden. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Gary?
Hello, City Council, Madam Mayor, Gary Davis, Black Diamond, and previous speaker pretty much took most of what I was going to talk about. Reason being, as being a previous member of the Planning Commission, to this day I'm still getting buttonholed by citizens asking, among other things, about taxes, and I said, well, that's really what you ought to go to the to your council people about, but basically I was going to suggest that a real effort be made of educating the public as to how this tax increase and the interaction with King County goes on an annual basis. Perhaps a letter to the editor and the papers that are used as a paper of record for city activities could be done, because some people seem to think we got enough money coming in and that they don't need this 1% increase. Now, on my understanding of how things go, maybe we need it, maybe we don't, but having that effort to educate might make it a lot easier when you do really need to have a tax increase to sell it to the public. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council for this public hearing? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. With nothing else on the agenda, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.